We'll be counting down the top 40 songs of September 26th, 1962, and giving them away more prizes than you can shake a stick at. Here's song number 40. Gene McDaniels, Point of No Return.
You know that once upon a time, I didn't need you so.
Son of a Preacher Man from Kansas City, Missouri. That's Gene McDaniels and Point of No Return. He joined a gospel group at the age 13, started singing professionally with this gospel group at age 13, and maybe that explains why his number one hit, his biggest hit, was 100 Pounds of Clay. Gene McDaniels, song number 40, and it was called Point of No Return. Here's song number 39. Marty Robbins, Devil Woman. Robbins and Devil Woman, song number 39 on RTC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Of course, Marty Robbins has a television show that's syndicated in about 120 American cities today. His biggest was 1959, maybe 1960, El Paso hit number one for Marty Robbins. Scene two, a big year for Bobby Vinton, a very pivotal, that's a good one, a pivotal year for Bobby Vinton. His career was floundering up until 62 until he came up with the last two songs on his epic contract, and they turned out to be number ones for him, Roses Are Red and Mr. Lonely. And then he started doing so well that his old label started re-releasing his older stuff. The Diamond label releasing I Love You the Way You Are. And it's number 38 this week in our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown.
Oh, I love you the way you are. Oh, I love you the way you are.
Oh, that's a goosebump song there from Bobby Vinton, I Love You the Way You Are. And that was number 38 on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown on the Diamond label. And another Bobby Vinton tune on his Epic label will be heard a little later on today. Here's a wax to watch on September 26, 1962. A song that would hit the top 40 and eventually reach number one. The Crystals. He's a Rebel. Great all-female groups of the early 1960s. The Crystals and a song that eventually would reach number one. He's a Rebel. It's September 26th, 1962, and Roy Orbison has a brand new song called Working for the Man.
Hey now, you better listen to me, every one of you. We've got a lot of work to do.
On September 26, 1962, Roy Orbison, Working for the Man, and I'll dedicate that to anybody who's working today. You know, we can't handle any dedications or requests here between now and 2 o'clock. We've got the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown for you. And a lady on the phone here who says her boss was one of the original Trashmen, huh? What is your name?
Hello.
Hello.
My name's Valerie Hansen.
Valerie Hansen, and your boss is one of the original Trashmen?
That's what I understand. His name's Bob Reed.
Okay, well, we've got Steve Ward of the Trashmen on the show here a little later on today, and the Trashmen are going to be at the TC Halloween party, so how about if I give you a couple of tickets to go?
I would absolutely love it.
Hang on so I can get your address.
Thank you.
That'll be a switch. Her watching the boss for a change. Song number 37 on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown is unavailable this week. It has disappeared into music's black hole. Come On Little Angel by the Belmonts is one we couldn't get our grubby little hands on this week. Number 36 we have, though, is Chubby Checker's Popeye the Hitchhiker. Was a double-sided hit for Chubby Checker. Popeye the Hitchhiker got as high as number 10, and the Limbo Rock which is down the Hot 100 a ways. Got as high as number 2 and was on the charts for 23 weeks, so a pretty successful record there for Chubby Checker. You can mark Popeye the Hitchhiker down at number 36 this week. A little country on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Song number 35, up from number 39 last week. 23 the week before that, kind of skipping around here on our chart. Bobby Bear and Shame on Me. First for Bobby Bear on RCA Records, Shame on Me. And that's song number 35 on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Bobby Bear's biggest were 500 miles away from home in Detroit City. Stand by for song number 34. Can you believe that? Four instrumentals in the top 40, how the times have changed. On September 26th, 1962, this is song number 34. Recognize it? Give me a call, tell me what it is, and I'll fix you up with a couple of tickets to the TC Halloween party. Well, that'll get your whistler working on a Saturday morning, even after a tough Friday night. And the name of the song was...
Flint's Party.
Surf... What did you say again?
Swing and Safari.
I thought you said Surf and Safari.
No, Swing and Safari.
I thought you were hanging out there at Lake Calhoun or something. Who did that song?
Billy Vaughn.
Swing and Safari by Billy Vaughn is absolutely correct, and you have a couple of tickets to our TC Halloween party.
Thank you.
Got a costume in mind?
No.
Give that some thought, I guess.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Steve.
Thank you.
We have lots of country, I guess, on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. You've heard Marty Robbins and Bobby Bear, and I guess you would have to... I think you could classify Johnny Tillotson in a country pop vein. Song number 33 is Send Me the Pillow You Dream On. Johnny Tillotson, who was in our TC studios, I think he was out at the Blaine Brook Bowl, wasn't he, a couple of months back? And a few TC listeners saw him out there and said he's still in fine form. Johnny Tillotson, and one for you hugging your pillow this morning. Send Me the Pillow You Dream On got as high as number 17. It's number 33 this week. I would like to talk to a TC listener who has been to every TC party. I'm talking about all our TC class reunions and Halloween parties. I would like to talk to a TC listener at 338-1280 who has been to every TC party. It's important to me. You call me now. Your name, please?
Annie Verding.
City Slicker Annie for short, huh?
Yep, you betcha.
City Slicker Annie, you've been to all the TC parties. They really jump, don't they?
Oh, for sure. And you get stepped on, too.
We do get some people there. Listen, how about a couple of tickets for the TC Halloween party coming up?
Sure, I'd really like it.
Hang on, I'll get your address here.
Okay.
Now, those tickets are available at all Dayton stores, and you can use your Dayton's charge card, too. As long as we're talking about the old high school hops.
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me, but to knock in.
Jerry Lee.
Why don't you let them sugar all the kids at the high school to rock it? High school hops.
Jerry Lee Lewis said to be coming back in better condition all the time. You know, he was in that hospital in Memphis with that perforated stomach. High school hop. And we're going to be hopping at Castle Royale with that TC Halloween party coming up the end of October. And we're moving up another notch now on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Johnny Tillotson had the number 33 spot. Number 32 belongs to a man who's been making records since 1951. As a matter of fact, his first one, Because of You, in 1951, sold 1 million copies. He was originally discovered by Bob Hope. And now in 1962, he's making a comeback. Hasn't had a hit record for 3 years. And now Anthony Dominic Benedetto. I'll try that again. Anthony Dominic Benedetto. I'm not Italian. I'll just call him Tony Bennett. The definitive Tony Bennett song, number 32.
The loveliness of Paris seems
Benedetto. I was practicing. Tony Bennett and I left my heart in San Francisco. Number 42 last week, number 32 this week. We're using Billboard's Hot 100 and counting down the top 40 songs of September 26th, 1962. We're moving up another notch. Johnny Crawford. And your nose is gonna grow. That's the name of the song by Johnny Crawford. And it's number 32. Check that, 31 this week on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Who was Johnny Crawford? Who was Johnny Crawford? 338-1280. Johnny Crawford was on a popular television series back in the late 50s and early 60s. Maybe we have a winner here. Hello, you're on TC.
Yeah, the Rifleman.
Absolutely correct. What is your name?
Diane McVeigh.
Diane McVeigh, where are you calling from?
Springfield.
What are you doing this morning?
Oh, nothing. Sitting around listening to you.
Well, that's great. Glad to be spending the morning with you.
No, thank you.
How about a couple of tickets to our TC Halloween party?
Fantastic.
Hang on, I want to get your address here.
Mm-hmm.
On September 26, 1962, Duane Eddy had a new song out with some vocals. Guitar Man. Bubbling below our chart this week. A new one from Duane Eddy, Guitar Man. Duane Eddy known as Mr. Twang. And there was a kid in high school, Rockville, Connecticut, who used to like to monkey around with his hi-fi at home. And what he would do is he would electronically create voices on top of voices, which was later to be called overdubbing. This guy would put seven voices together on one tape. And it was quite a new little thing. Eventually, this kid got his own record company and made a lot of great songs for us in the 1960s. Song number 30, Gene Pitney's Only Love Can Break a Heart.
Only love can break a heart.
That was Gene Pitney's biggest hit. Got as high as number 2. Only Love Can Break a Heart is at the chart position number 30 this week on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown and moving up.
All aboard the night train.
James Brown had this country dancing in 1962. James Brown on the night train. September 26th, 1962. We're counting down the top 40 songs here on WWTC Minneapolis-St. Paul. Good morning, this is BJ Crocker. Welcome back to our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown as we count down the top 40 songs of September 26th, 1962. Song number 29 is now coming back down the chart. It got as high as number 2 for Ray Charles Robinson. You Don't Know Me. Peaceful, You Don't Know Me. Ray Charles Robinson from Georgia. 10 weeks on the chart with that one. He got as high as number 2, and it's number 29 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Here's number 28. Dave Baby Cortez. He had a number 1 with the Happy Organ in 59. Now coming back in 62 with Rinky Dink. The second of four golden instrumentals on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown this week. Dave Baby Cortez and Rinky Dink got as high as number 10. This week it's number 28. Give friends a call and tell them it's the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. And when they ask you where it is, you tell them 1280 AM. Brenda Lee is lonely. All she has to keep her company is a brand new hit record. Billboard's Hot 100, which is the source we use for our top 40 countdowns. Brenda Lee's All Alone Am I debuted at number 50 this week, and it eventually reached number 3. We're moving up another notch now in our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Song number 27, a Philly group, the Dovells and Hully Gully Baby.
Hey, girl, I love you. What you want to do?
The Dovells featuring Len Barry, who would later go on to record 1-2-3, one of the big hits of 1965. Hully Gully Baby was number 30 last week, 32 the week before, and it edges up to number 27. Stand by for number 26 on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Here's song number 26 on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Bobby V and Punish Her.
If she has wronged you, found someone new, but you feel it's not over, here's what you must do. Punish her, come on.
Punish her. That doesn't sound like Bobby V. He's a great guy. We had him on the show here a couple of Saturdays ago with Take Good Care of My Baby, the number one song for 1961. Well, his first number one in 61. Punish Her was number 31 last week. It's number 26 this week, so it's still moving up the chart. And the flip side is a record that Bobby V recorded with the Crickets, Buddy Holly's old group. And you'll hear that later today on our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Time out. Going to play a song now for anybody who's getting married today.
La, they'll start thinking about it no more, winking at the pretty little gal about my hair.
I don't believe I do. Let me out of here.
And that was the Big Bopper's Wedding on WWTC. Congratulations, you newlyweds.